at the Olympics in Vancouver.
Representing the United States of America, Evan Lysacek.
American figure skater Evan Lysacek took second place in last night's skating short program. Russian Evgeny Fushenko took the number one slot. Of course, who wins and loses isn't what sparks the most conversation or even controversy. It's what they're wearing when they skate on the ice. Men's figure skater Johnny Weir, a three-time United States national champion, had a solid skate, but he came in sixth. He's been making some last-minute alterations to his uniform, Johnny Weir has, but it's because of pressure from political activists. And during the European Championships last month, the Russians' pair team wore uniforms that were inspired by what was supposed to make them look like Aboriginals from Australia. The outfits were so unpopular, so controversial, they decided to change them for the Olympics. Joining us now is Nick Varios, a man very familiar with the power of fashion for the ice. Varios is a fashion designer, but his work has been featured on Project Runway, and he's regularly seen at red carpet events like the Oscars. So, Nick, did you see these Aboriginal costumes?
Yes. Yeah, well, the operative word is it's supposed to look like Aboriginal costumes. Yes, Dominina and Shabalin, the 2009 world champions from Russia, they did an Aboriginal dance. And, you know, besides the controversy part of it, I just thought they were ugly, to be quite honest. You know, I understood what they were going for. I just don't think they achieved it. I do think that in terms of the controversy and whether or not it was culture specific, I do think that they went a little too far by doing the darker skin toned bodysuits, whereas, you know, they're very pale, and I think that they should have just stayed that color. But by doing that, it was almost like they were going into the quote-unquote blackface category, and that's
well, they
where
did darken their faces.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, exactly.
But you know, Nick Varios, this calls into question the place in which cultural sensitivity and fashion collide, and that's brought up by the other controversy going on, which is over the use of fur on Johnny Weir's costume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Weir, always causing controversy, Johnny.
Right. He likes to do that. But in this particular case, there's a lot of people who are who have trouble with the fact that he's got fur on his costume. It's got some activist groups up in arms. And again, this is a problem. When you choose what to wear, you wouldn't think it's going to cause this kind of commotion where you're getting letters from nonprofit organizations. But it does.
But it does. It does. You know, I'm glad that people are paying attention to figure skating, you know, even though it is for controversial reasons. But I'm sure that the industry leaders and professionals would like to not have the controversy be about the costumes, but be more about the sport and the athleticism of it. But yeah, Johnny Weir always, you know, has to cause some controversy. I do think that he's reverted back to...
Yeah, he's changed
hopefully,
his mind.
Hopefully changed his mind, which is good. I think he just doesn't want to get pelted for
that
reason.
That would make it hard to skate.
Yes. It's one thing having red paint. It's another thing having red Swarovski crystals, darling.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting to hear you, who is someone who's very concerned with fashion, talk about focusing more on the athleticism, because there has also been a number of discussions about whether or not the ice skating uniforms are becoming too body bearing.
Oh, well, you know, I have to say that there was a bit of a controversy, especially with Evan Lysacek. Recently, in one of his championships that he did, he wore a rather revealing Vera Wang. He's also gone with Vera Wang. She designed several costumes for him where most of his torso and six-pack ab was showing. and I guess that caused a bit of a controversy, and he never used it again. But, you know, I do think that it's interesting to show both the beauty of the athleticism, you know, and the art of figure skating as well. And it would be so boring to see them just in you know, bland jumpsuits. So I do think it's great to see the sequins and to show a little bit of skin, as long as it's appropriate for the figure skating, you know, themselves, and as long as that they're being culturally sensitive.
What's the different challenges when you go to design a skating costume?
It's really close to what we call haute couture, which is high fashion. So it's a lot of, you know, doing gowns or dresses that are one of a kind, basically. And that's the same process that I think when I'm doing something for figure skating, because you really work one-on-one with the client. Especially with figure skating, you talk about the music and the person, and if it's appropriate for them, you know, something, a neckline that could be appropriate for somebody else might not necessarily be appropriate for them. But everything is one of a kind. The sequins are hand-sewn. The fabric is specially picked. You know, you don't just go to the 99-cent fabric store and buy some fabric and glue on some sequins and call it a day.
Well, I'm wondering if you had a specific skaters from the past that you look to as being particularly having particularly good taste in their costumes? I mean, you look back at Dorothy Hamill or maybe Oksana Bayul. Does anybody from the past have good taste on the ice?
Well, I don't know if Oksana Bayul would come in the, under the good taste category, but definitely Michelle Kwan. But definitely Michelle Kwan is one of my favorites, especially because she's one of the first figure skaters who started working with actual fashion designers such as Vera Wang and, you know, collaborating and making one-of-a-kind costumes for her, not just for nationals, but as well as for the Olympic figure skating. So definitely her. I'm a big fan of Sasha Cohen. When I was on a show called Project Runway in season two, we had a wonderful challenge, which we had to design a figure skating costume for Sasha. So after I did that, it was like done and done, as they say.
Are we going to see any Nick Varios originals on the ice in Vancouver?
Well, we might. I can't really talk about it, but I did meet earlier or late last year. I did meet with Rachel Flatt, our reigning U.S. national champion, and she was a doll with a capital D, wonderful to talk to. And, you know, of course, I profess my love of figure skating and love of designing costumes. And so we discussed a little here and there in terms of designing costumes. So you might see a Nick Varios original, but I have lawyers that are preventing me from saying anything.
Those lawyers are sticky that way. Okay, well, Nick Varios, will you come back after you've seen more of the fashions and let us know what you thought?
Oh, of course. I would love to. Thank you very much for having me.
Nick Varios, a fashion designer. His work's been featured on Project Runway and is regularly seen at red carpet events like the Oscars. Thanks so much for joining us. Nick has given us his picks, actually, for all the all-time best and worst figure skating costumes. You can see them with photographs of them on our website, thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.